It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
The way I'm going to go into this presidential primary season is to stay out of it. I don't have a dog in that fight.
We worked very hard on getting this majority, but we put the commitment to America out there. We told the American public exactly what would we do.
There they are. Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss.
The dynamic duo.
Absolutely no surprise to anybody. Kevin McCarthy, House Leader, old turtle Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader.
In case you didn't realize, he was the first one you heard. The one that sounded like an old decrepit turtle. Yeah, that was McConnell.
How? Let me just play that again because it was first.
Yes,
you're
please.
Right. This sums up him, and it sums up his leadership in a complete nutshell.
The way I'm going to go into this presidential primary season is to stay out of it. I don't have a dog in that fight.
I'm the Senate Majority Leader. I'm the one that still and will in 2 years decide who's going to get all the money state by state. But I don't have a dog in this fight. You know what he's just said to you? I've got my power back, and I don't care about the rest of the country.
That's pretty much it.
It's exactly what he just said.
Basically, yeah. Pretty much. I mean, how can you say that? Of course you have a dog in the race. You're the Senate Minority Leader of the Republican Party. You literally
care.
Have a dog in the race.
He doesn't care. So you're probably asking the question, well, then why did they support him?
Gosh,
like, what's
guy.
The probably still favors left over that he used for some of these senators to get him elected, to get them elected. So they were still calling in some favors. That's mostly like what it was. But the good news is there's a lot of criticism for the first time probably ever inside the Senate of Mitch McConnell, like a newer kind of senator, Josh Hawley.
If you want to be a majority party, clearly what we're doing isn't working. It hasn't been working for a long time. And I think you look at independent voters. I mean, we gave them nothing, no alternative. That was the decision by leadership. That it.
Yeah, they're outwardly criticizing him, so maybe they won't give him as much power to try to get him to claw back some of that as we go on throughout here. I don't know. Maybe not.
That's what I'm hoping, that some of these, you know, like Josh Hawley or whoever it might be in the background are the ones who are really going to try to, you know, light a fire under the seat of Mitch McConnell to maybe do something constructive for the Republican Party and for the country.
Because he's not going to.
No.
You just heard it. They're all coming out now. The interesting thing is everybody's cards are on the table. Chuckie Schumer yesterday admitting that amnesty is the deal. That's why they opened the border.
Yep.
Mitch McConnell saying he's going to do nothing because he got his power back in the Senate. It's all. Everybody, no one should be surprised by anything these days. Nothing.
You would think so, right? I know we're not, but I think other people might think, oh, wow. No, I didn't realize they were going to talk about this. Well, we've been trying to tell you that for 4 years.
Wow.
And here they are, just saying it out in the open now.
Here's another story you may have missed. This was interesting. And I think it's interesting because of the timing of it, and I think where they're going to play. But the U.S. men's national soccer team, Diener's all excited about this. You're literally the only person I know that follows soccer this much. They're like, really? And I know some people that are kind of sort of into soccer.
Yes.
Not as much as you.
I love the World Cup. I cannot wait for this.
Well, our national team is paying tribute to the LGBTQ community. That's fine. In the World Cup. It's where they're playing that makes it really interesting.
Hmm.
The press room and training facility of the World Cup in Qatar. That's where it is. Arab country. Features a rainbow-themed crest as part of its Be the Change campaign. And also, replacing the red stripes on the uniforms under the USA logo with the pride colors.
Right.
Now, they're playing in a country and practicing there now. We had the story. They were the first team to arrive and practice mm-hmm. in Qatar, where homosexuality is illegal.
It is. That's true.
Can I ask you this? Is this actually like putting this bunch of different things to question here?
Sure.
Is this putting the team leadership at risk in a country where it's actually illegal to promote this stuff? You're putting them in danger? You know damn well that country's not happy about it.
No, it is putting them in danger. Unfortunately, I wish it wasn't that way, but the sad reality is it is that way. So why would you, I mean, I hate to say this, but it's like a slap in the face to that country where, unfortunately, and then backwards thinking that they have, it's not accepted. It's actively illegal. I mean, you go to jail and sometimes you get killed for stuff like that.
They're very backwards about it.
Yeah, it's awful.
They are not a progressive country, and I get that. And that may be, you know, that's their rules. It's their country. It is what it is. Here's the other thing, though. How about the hypocrisy? You give a lot of money to play there.
Yes.
And you're promoting and bringing a lot of tourist money to Qatar.
Yeah.
to do it while you're doing this. So really, what is your message? So great. So you put up a little logo with the pride colors on your uniform and your team facility and the posters you put up around the locker room. But you're still raising millions of dollars for this country that opposes what you supposedly are supporting.
And running ads for tourism to Qatar. Yeah. Explore Qatar. Beautiful Qatar. I've seen those ads before. Oh, that's a good point. And maybe that's the trade-off. Maybe it's like, hey, you know, we're getting all this money and tourism ads from you guys. Then sure, you can make your uniforms whatever you want. I don't know. But it does feel like it's like an unnecessary risk for the players to have them wearing the colors there, because it's just not accepted there, unfortunately.
Team doesn't seem to, every team member I've heard and the coaching staff and everything, they seem to be supportive of it. No problem there, so they don't really care.
I mean,
think it's a little hypocritical.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, when you look at both sides like that. But I will say this. I was watching a press conference, pretty much what it was yesterday, with one of the Team USA stars, Christian Pulisic, who, if you don't know his name, you're going to be hearing it a lot over the next couple of weeks, especially if the USA does well.
Swear to God, if you put soccer matches in the Friday football picks, we're ending that segment, Diener.
USA versus England next Friday.
That actually would be awesome.
I can't wait for that. but I was watching this press conference, and I thought, okay, let me see if they changed the colors on the graphic or the shirt he's wearing. The graphic on there on SportsCenter where they were showing this clip, it was still the red stripes.
Really?
And the shirt that the players were wearing, it still had the red stripes on it. So I don't know if maybe they quietly changed it back or if they're just going to wear the pride stripes on their game jerseys. I don't know.
I think it is.
Maybe that's
just practice. Those are the old uniforms. Bring out the shiny new pride color ones for the games.
What I do think is silly is some of the reaction I saw people saying, well, this woke stuff, I'm not going to root for this team now. I hope they lose. All right, come on. You can still root for your countries, you know, they change the stripes. I understand maybe it's not exactly the most necessary thing to do for the World Cup. You try to raise awareness, fine, I get it, but you're not going to root for them. Come on.
There's another way to look at this. I get the counter argument to even what I'm saying. I understand it. It's like, no, that's when you do wear this. You wear this in a country that makes being gay illegal.
That too.
And you make a statement.
Kind of throw it in their face.
But I don't think that's what they're saying. I don't think it's like this bold statement.
Yeah.
I think they would have worn them wherever, and they just blindly didn't even think about Qatar's rules when they decided to go with the pride colors.
I guess we'll see if they actually end up wearing them on Monday. Monday's the first game. They play Wales. You watching?
No.
Come on.
No. I'm going to hear about this for a month from you.
Yes,
that's
true.
Why do I need to watch?
All right, I'll let you know what happens.
USA England will watch.
Yes. That's going to be a lot of fun. Next Friday at 2 o'clock.
New country versus OG England. They're going to kill us, right?
Maybe not. Harry Kane's a great player for England, but we'll see. It should actually be a close match. We'll see.
All right. Google trends are in. Always happens in exactly a week before Thanksgiving every single year, because it's usually right, because this is what literally millions of people are searching for. So if you're trying to figure out what to do and you have questions and you do Google searches too for Thanksgiving, don't feel bad. You're not alone. The top Thanksgiving-related search so far for Thanksgiving this year is sides.
Oh, yeah. Sides are a big deal.
What kinds of Thanksgiving sides are people into this year? They're searching for stuffing, mashed potatoes, and green bean casserole, the one that we voted off yesterday off our Thanksgiving list.
Get rid of it. Gone.
Maybe that's what they're saying. What do you do if a guest wants green bean casserole?
How do you turn them down politely?
You turn them away at the door.
What are people searching? Like how to make mashed potatoes?
Yeah, it's like cooking instructions.
I gotcha.
You know, there's a lot of people with their first time Thanksgiving. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I'll just throw this suggestion out there for anybody who's not sure how to peel a potato or how to properly boil and mash a potato. Go ahead and just buy some Bob Evans frozen mashed potatoes. Make life easy for yourself.
Wow.
Plus they're delicious.
That's how you do it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. A few of those puppies, throw them in the microwave, done.
Those are pretty good, actually.
I like them.
All right, we've got more headlines coming up next. Ron DeSantis telling people to chill out. Election's over. Enjoy the holidays. It's too early to talk about 24. And the most popular pet names in the country, that's also been decided.
DeSantis.
For the entire year. Ron DeSavage is your dog's name.
Yes.
Get that more next. The Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here. We got news coming up a little bit here. Karen, what are you working on now for 8:30?
All right, so I don't want to confuse y'all.
That's easy to do.
Well, get ready, because I think if you're driving and you hear the sound of my voice and you are in Boca Raton, this Glades Road 95 interchange construction was supposed to end this month, but it's going to continue to January. They're blaming Hurricane Ian and
there you are.
Now it's an official news
and now it
and
is.
Nicole. So, okay.
I drove through that yesterday. It's a mess.
Right. Do you know what it's going to become? It's going to become a diverging diamond interchange, Bill.
Oh.
The DDI.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Get ready. Because
I thought you were going to say it was going to become an IKEA. Right there in the middle of the road. You got to shop at IKEA to keep on going north.
You never know.
So, you know how they drive on the wrong side of the road in, like, England?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing that.
How so?
There's a new traffic pattern, and you temporarily drive eastbound on the westbound lanes, and you drive westbound in the eastbound lanes as you drive over 95, so you can just go on to 95 without having to make a left turn. Here's the FDOT guy. Get ready.
Traffic traveling westbound along Glades Road crosses over, diverging to the left side of the road, then crosses back to the right side of the road.
What could
go
wrong?
Beyond the interchange. These crossovers are controlled by traffic signals.
He's right. Got musical accompaniment for this?
Sure, yeah. Does.
It's all controlled by...
Fire up the DOT band.
Yeah, they did.
You've got people driving the wrong way on the turnpike.
This is a total disaster.
Who approved this?
You know, all the snowbirds are arriving now.
You're going to depend on snowbirds and South Florida drivers to get this right?
Oh, my gosh.
Good luck.
Well, at least nobody tailgates down there.
Yeah, right. I mean, when you get down to Boca, the world changes. As soon as you hit that Glades area or even Yamato a little bit north, it's the worst traffic.
It's terrible.
Going all the way down to Miami from
then
on out.
It's just terrible.
I know that Okeechobee, remember they had the roundy entrance ramps,
yes.
And it went to the diamond, but
yep.
This is the diverging diamond. We don't have anything like this anywhere. I don't know who signed off on this or brought it up or came up with the idea. Oh, sure, we can just change the traffic pattern to the wrong side of the road. It's opening in January. Get ready.
It's not good.
It's going to be interesting.
It might be fine. I don't know. It's supposed to reduce accidents and the need to turn.
We have awful drivers down here.
And the need to turn left.
I'm sorry. I know you're probably listening to us in the car. You're an awful driver. We have awful drivers down here. Okay?
It is.
Sorry. And you know it, too. If
and
you're
it's
listening,
not like,
you know.
Well, this being an outstanding example, but it's not really like the rest of the roads are that tough. They're not. It's a grid.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have that many accidents.
Oh, my gosh.
It's true.
If you want to see the video, because it's quite impressive, go to 850WFTL.com.
Well, will we hear that DOT music band?
Yes, you will.
Good.
That
the
was amazing.
Thing. It goes on and on and on and on. All right, then we're coming up.
What a pretzel. Thank you so much, Karen. 10 minutes away from that and a lot more in your next news, News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. There's Dina, I'm Bill. And we've got Ron DeSantis telling everybody, would you just calm down, please? And you know what? It was the perfect thing for him to say. My takeaway from this, I sense a little bit of frustration in his voice, too. I think 2 days in, I think he's already tired of the questions of this so-called infighting in the Republicans with him and Trump in 2024 and all this other stuff.
We just finished this election, okay? People just need to chill out a little bit on some of this stuff. I mean, seriously, we just ran an election.
That's exactly right. And then he pivots in a very good way, and he starts to talk about, immediately, as he should, all of Florida's accomplishments.
I never put my finger in the wind or took polls. I just did what I thought was right. But what the election gives us the opportunity to do is to continue to deliver.
Yes. And just concentrate on that, which I think he will.
And I think that, you know what, the best thing of all here is, and you kind of alluded to it there, Bill, which is this push for him to run is not coming from him. He hasn't thrown his name in there. He's not making subtle hints at it at all. Like, you know, Mike Pence is doing CNN town halls and saying there's going to be better options out there.
Milquetoast Mike.
Obviously, that bum is going to run, and he's making it well known by doing all these different appearances and interviews.
But he's making the move.
Exactly.
I'm sure DeSantis has plans and has thoughts. I get it.
Sure, but he hasn't shown that at all.
But this is the God's honest truth. This super PAC that's been formed around him to push DeSantis into 2024, he didn't even sign off on that.
That's right.
That's got to be frustrating. At some point, a lot of this is even out of your control, and that's got to be frustrating.
I mean, think about that for a second. Put yourself in his shoes, just in any job, any walk of life that you're in. Think about if someone is going to another company, okay? Say you're a construction worker, and you're doing fine, everything's going good, everybody likes you, and then you have someone who thinks you're just the best construction worker out there, so they're going to now a big company in D.C.
Sure.
And saying, hey, this Jim over here, he's awesome, you gotta get him. And you're like, hey, what the hell, I'm fine, I'm doing good here. Like, what? I didn't tell you to do this.
Right.
That's kind of the position he's in right now.
Pretty much. Even if he didn't want to do it right now, they're kind of forcing his hand. And I think he's the kind of guy that doesn't like that. What's really good was what he said at the beginning, though. He's still at this point, he still has a pretty good feel for what normal people think. And that may change when he gets bigger and more popular, blah, blah, blah. I think he senses that people are just worn out after these midterms. They're done.
Oh, for sure.
They're ready to get into Thanksgiving. We're a week away. It is the holidays. They're ready to chill out, like he said, for a little bit and move on from this stuff. He goes, could we just hold off on the questions?
Yeah, let's just wait, you know, wait till spring or something.
Absolutely. All right, well, this has been decided, too. There's always two things always come out almost exactly a week before Thanksgiving. The food prices from the Farmers Bureau.
Yes.
And I guess they've got enough information to determine this. This is the most popular dog and cat names of the year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this list comes out towards the end. The Toy Hall of Fame we had a couple weeks ago.
It's all these stories, every single, around this time of the year.
Old Reliables.
Old Reliables. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
If you have these dogs, your dog's a female, right?
Yes.
Luna, number one name.
See, if Jen were here, she would say that's because of Harry Potter.
Exactly what she
would
say.
And it might be.
Yep. Bella, might be Bellatrix from Harry Potter.
True. Kristen had a dog named Bella, so I could see
really?
That. Oh, really?
Yeah. Daisy. That's kind of like a classic name.
Yeah, I had a Daisy. I had, gosh, Daisy for like 13 years.
How about a Lucy?
Never had a Lucy.
And Lily.
Nope.
Now, here's the male dogs, and I have a male dog. Max is number one.
Okay.
That's my neighbor's dog.
Oh, wow, really?
Charlie, that's an old standby.
Yeah.
That's number two. Here I go, and we thought, and I swear to you, 4 years ago when we named this dog, we thought we had never heard anybody name the dog this before, and it's always in the top three.
And now it is.
Cooper.
See, you're just
number
three. You're just a trendy guy, Bill. You just go with the trends.
Now I'm at the dog park. I'm like, Coop, come on. People are like, oh, you're having the trendy.
Whoops.
I like the last two, though. Milo.
Oh, yeah, like Milo and Otis.
And Buddy.
Buddy! You think it's because of Elf?
Has it anything to do with it? Buddy the Elf. No, it's just it's a non-creative thing. Yeah. I couldn't think of anything. Buddy.
Hey, come here, Buddy.
What's up, Buddy?
Is Evie on the list anywhere? That's our dog.
No, no one's going to.
No Evie?
That's very unique.
Okay.
There's no way.
There you go.
By the way, this is interesting. First year this has ever happened. That's the top female cat name, too, along with the dog, Luna.
Both of them number one.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay. But yeah, it's funny. We've got two names on there. Yeah, Kristen had a Bella. I had a Daisy.
And my generic Cooper dog.
Sorry.
I didn't know any Coopers when we named them. I swear to God. Then they all flooded.
It's like with Arya. We thought of the name Arya.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden Game of Thrones makes the name Arya popular. They're like, oh, you must love Game of Thrones. We do, but that's not where we got the name. It's so frustrating. Oh, well.
All right, headlines coming up next. We've got they've decided the leadership in Congress. Boo.
Yeah.
Milquetoast Mike Pence got a town hall on CNN last night.
What a joke this guy is.
Boo. And that Zelensky character, he's trying to drag us into war.
So we go from, we got bad, bad, and badder.
That's a good point. What can we find that's good?
Well,
I'm looking at my list.
Maybe more food.
All right. We'll find some food stories.
I'm all for food.
We'll fluff it up. Don't you worry. And more coming up. Actually, you know what? I got a cool thing. There's an Easter egg that Tom Cruise put into the new Maverick movie, Top Gun movie.
Oh, really?
That only one guy in the world has discovered so far.
You're kidding.
And Tom Cruise called him out and congratulated him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very obscure.
This is like Ready Player One with the video game Easter eggs.
Pretty much. He intentionally put it in there, too.
Love that.
All right, then more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Thank you so much, Karen. And watch this. How many people you think listening right now watched CNN last night, first of all? And second part is to watch the Milquetoast Mike Pence town hall. They gave him a town hall! Oh my God!
I can't believe the one time, in 6 years that Mike Pence has showed up on CNN, and it's when it's convenient
Wait a minute.
For them.
I'm the news director, and I didn't even know that
exactly.
Mike Pence was on CNN.
Exactly. That speaks perfectly to
God.
It.
My God.
But now he's a hero to them because he's speaking out against Trump and
That's
Republicans.
Right.
And here's a little sampler. Of what he said.
I think America longs to go back to the policies that were working for the American people, but I think it's time for new leadership in this country that will bring us together around our highest ideals.
Well, what he's talking about is him.
So he's the highest ideals,
yes.
And I mean, he's right about the first part.
Right.
We definitely want to go back to the policies that were working, but now he's saying he's the one who can bring them back to those policies that were working. Because, yeah, you know what? The policies are great, but you just need a little bit new leadership with higher ideals.
And let's go back to working together. And what he's talking about is going back to the ways of the Republicans getting steamrolled by Democrats, which
is
still happening, by the way. Here's what else he said. He thinks that Trump was actually pretty remorseful when the events of January 6th were starting to happen here, which is an interesting take. It's the first time I've heard anybody actually say this.
I sense the president was deeply remorseful in that moment. Now, I know that's at odds with people's public perception about him, but I want to tell you it was true. I could tell he was saddened by what had happened.
Of course he was saddened about it, but that's a far cry from saying that he was responsible for creating a riot. Let's not forget, they edited the part out. Let's peacefully make our protests heard. He specifically told people and tweeted it out and did a video that was taken down by Twitter telling people not to go to the Capitol. But nobody ever wants to mention that.
No, because, you know, why would you actually mention facts? Because then you would change your own narrative for history. So, well, I'm glad to hear him say that at least. But you know what? My problem with Mike Pence is, in the biggest moment, he was weak.
He was very weak.
And that's what it comes down to. So you showed your true colors, which is a shame because he was a great vice president. Everything was going well. He was a perfect yang to Trump's yin.
He was perfect in that role for him for the longest time, until the very last moment.
It was the last moment when we needed him the most, and he caved. And I'm sorry, in that case, you have disqualified yourself from being president.
Now, the criticism is, what do you mean he caved? What do you want to deny an election? No. Let's go back to 2 years ago, what was happening at the time. The call was for an audit for certain states
and
to support the lawsuit brought by Texas by Sam. All they wanted to do was look at it.
Yes.
See, don't certify these just yet. Just hold off for a second till we can look at these. This is a lot of questions from a lot of voters right now. Let's look at it. Nope.
That's all they had to do.
Steamrolled ahead.
Yep.
And that's the criticism of it. And it's getting very, I'm shocked, shouldn't be, but shocked at how twisted this is getting just 2 years later.
See, and that's the thing, like, oh, what, you want to overturn an election?
No.
You hate democracy. You're a threat to democracy. No. It's just what you said. All we're saying is all those complaints, all those lawsuits, all the speculation behind it, let's put some confidence back into elections for American people and say, let's just look into
this
stuff.
I just wanted confidence and to know people get a straight answer out of it.
And you know what? If that turned out to be that they did find all these different discrepancies and laws were broken and there was cheating going on, then we should find that out. And if there was everything up, was on the up and up, then we should have found that out to be sure as well. But the fact is, it was up to him in that last moment, and he's just like, oh, whatever, I'm just going to go along with it. I don't want to upset anybody.
Yep.
Sorry, you're disqualified in that case because you showed your weakness in the toughest moment.
But now we know he's going to be running, and now we know he's going to be on that debate stage.
100%.
I don't know who else besides Trump, but Trump will be there, and that's going to be fascinating to watch.
I wonder if they have a debate even before the first primary just to make sure that Pence and Trump are up there together. before Iowa. We want to make sure that Pence doesn't drop out too early, so let's just do this one in January.
It has to be done. Trump's going to get up there and start talking about loyalty. Isn't that right, Mike? Try to intimidate him. Oh, my God.
They'll do one in 2023.
It's going to be amazing.
Before at 24, my gosh.
Well, this is also amazing to me. It really is. So we all breathed a sigh of relief because it looks like we could chill out a little bit. Speaking of that, you know, NATO, U.S. forces, European Union, everybody decided that they weren't Russian missile that landed into Poland and killed two people, because that really would have escalated an already bad situation. You know who's still holding on to the argument that it was a Russian missile? This guy.
It was not our missile. It was not our missile strike.
President Zelensky of Ukraine is still insisting it was Russian. I will tell you this. Maybe it was. I don't know. But he's insisting that it was. He's saying it wasn't Ukrainian defense missiles. Even if it turns out, just whatever keeps the peace is what I'm happy for. Why is he still pushing this? He's already getting what he wanted for support around the world. He's already getting this. Is he trying to, like, does he want more people involved in this war?
Does
he want World War III?
He sure does. And that's exactly why he's pushing it. And quite honestly, sorry, I understand he's trying to do, you know, serve his country right and his people right, but it doesn't mean that you go and get into a world war to serve your own purposes. No, that's evil. I'm sorry.
That needs to be said in this, though. You're right. I think, you know, I'm America first. He should be Ukraine first.
Right.
Should be France first.
I get it.
Should be England first. They have to serve their own purposes, and it serves his purpose to get as much money for this war effort as he can. But in the meantime, what he's doing is, he understand, he's already faced an invasion. He's already there.
Yes.
He doesn't care what else happens from here on out.
They got nothing to lose.
As long as it's ultimate victory, he doesn't care about other countries.
The best thing that can happen for Zelensky is for the United States and NATO to get involved. Because then it's
absolutely
over for Russia. But at that point, then it's you're in a world war. Nobody wants that except for him.
That's exactly right. It's true. But,
no.
But if you want to take a positive out of this, for the first time, because even Biden said it, he goes, no, that's not our intelligence. Our intelligence is telling us that it was not a Russian missile. And Blinken is standing up to that as well. John Kirby, European Union, NATO is saying that he's wrong on this. So the first time they're pushing back against him.
It's about time.
For the first time.
Jeez.
All right, you want some lighter news?
I guess if you have any, sure.
First of all, nothing's going to top Top Gun Maverick this year for box office, right? An absolutely enormous movie. It was great. It's out on DVD now. I think it's a home video even. This is a keeper.
Oh, yeah.
So this, I think, is fascinating. You know, people, directors, production people, they always put Easter eggs into movies now. Marvel is famous for that. Just a little hint of something that refers to one of their other brands, franchises, things coming up, whatever it is. There's even one in Top Gun Maverick, and it took until now for somebody to realize it. Think of how many millions, literally millions of people have seen this movie.
True.
So far.
I'm pretty sure, whatever this is, I'm pretty sure I didn't notice it.
One girl, a fan on Twitter, pointed out something that apparently is in the, you know how there was a beach volleyball scene in the original Top Gun?
Sure.
There's a football scene on the beach in the new one.
Right.
There's an Easter egg in there that she found and no one else has discovered or at least posted about it, where it's the exact same replica of audio of a scream one of the dudes does when they score a point. And it's in both movies. It's the exact same thing.
It's the same scream?
And she posted it side by side in the screenshots just to prove her point.
Oh, that's funny.
Eddie Hamilton is an editor on Top Gun Maverick. He noticed the tweet and he reaches out to her. He says, I'm extremely stoked you noticed this. Very deliberate little nod we put in there. No one else this entire year since the movie's been out has noticed it. Enjoy your time in the smug zone.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that awesome?
That's really cool, yeah.
One person found it.
Because
one girl.
Of course, we all got the nod to the original volleyball scene, you know, and they're all celebrating and dancing and high-fiving and they're playing without their shorts on, just like in the original scene on the beach. Never, ever thought about the scream. That's really cool.
It's one of the pilots doing. The time is right. And that's the exact same thing in both movies.
That's awesome. Good for her.
Isn't that awesome?
I don't know how you realize that or how you figure that out.
Boy, you'd have to have a lot of time. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Or at least she's the only one that posted it. But apparently, they're saying they got the word out to Tom Cruise that somebody noticed it. And he reached out to her, too. He said, you're cool.
They should give her like a special prize, like a meet and greet with Tom Cruise or something for being the only person to put this out there.
Or you go to Top Gun school, you know.
Yeah, something like that.
Learn how to fly planes, something like that. We got more headlines coming up next. We got some more Thanksgiving news. It's going to cost you more money, but it's good news as far as what people are searching for Thanksgiving. That's good news coming up next. Also some headlines. Keep it here. Karen's got news, of course, 10 minutes away. Top of the hour news, in fact. What's coming?
So how do all y'all feel about the death penalty?
All y'all. Well,
that's the plural of y'all.
If you're going to have it, use it.
That's right.
I mean, geez.
So in the 90s, 80% of the population in America wanted the death penalty.
Really?
Yep. Now it's at 55, so it's still a majority. But even though the majority is in favor of it, like you said, Bill, the most high-profile murder cases don't end up with it being imposed like Nick Cruz.
Right.
No.
Here at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, who killed 17 people.
I mean, if that wasn't a clear-cut case for it, and I'm not sure, I'm not even sure now that it's a deterrent, because I don't think people who are like that evil think they're evil.
Right.
What I mean? So
you think he thought when he took his gun to Parkland to Marjorie Stoneman that he was thinking, well, I might get the death penalty.
No.
That never crossed his mind.
No.
He just wanted to, he said he wanted to be famous.
If it can be, you know, they can escape the death penalty, and then even if they do get that and it's hung up in courts for years and years and years, what's the point of it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know. I mean, even that was one thing that DeSantis and Chris both agreed on, was that the Parkland shooter should have got the death penalty. So yeah, that's interesting, though, that poll.
Yeah.
80
it's
to 55.
It's a new Gallup survey.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think there's more people than ever, too, because you hear this way more in documentaries. People think it's too good for the killer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think what changed there was lethal injection, because this isn't the old days where people are in favor. They're like, yeah, old Sparky.
Right. And
right. We want, there's a revenge factor from society. Let's
smoke,
sure. Let's call it what it is.
Yes. You know, the make him suffer mentality.
Absolutely.
Eye.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now they want them just to be put in Gen Pop, and then, you know, that's even better than...
You know, I'm with that, too.
The Whitey Bulger treatment.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that more coming up.
All right. Thank you, Karen. She'll have that, but some lighter stuff, too, I swear. Coming up top of the hour.
He said, come up in news. How do you want somebody to die?
Chime in with your methods.
Yeah.
We've got the South Florida Morning Show. There's Dina and Bill. Don't forget tomorrow, around this time, it'll be like 9:03-ish. We're going to have our Friday football picks, of course. I don't know where they're going to put this game on there. And this affects, I guess, if you're trying to travel to the Northeast, a massive snowstorm is coming to the upper Northeast. Buffalo is going to get how many inches of snow?
This is actually going to be a big story, honestly.
It is. Oh, it'll affect a lot of travel.
Yeah, we might actually end up talking about this tomorrow and even into, well, next week, not so much, but because we won't be here. That's neither here nor there. But they're talking possibly 6 feet of snow. Think about that. 6 feet of snow.
That's a big storm.
That's
gonna
a blizzard. It's going to fall within the next 24 to 36 hours. So you're talking not only a giant amount of snow that could break records as far as one of the most extreme weather events in our country's history, but in the amount of time that it's going to fall. I mean, that's actually dangerous. I mean, when you think about it, bury cars, bury homes. I mean, just you got to be careful with something like that.
Get lake effect around Buffalo.
Yeah, exactly.
More importantly, it's going to affect our pick if you're going to put the Buffalo Cleveland game on the picks.
It's been thought about because that's what the talk with this game. There's actually been a lot of talk with league offices and the coaches, like how they want to handle this because the game is in Buffalo this weekend.
I'll
when
tell
they
you
play
how
the
I
Browns.
Handle it. You kick off at one and you play the damn game.
They better.
That's how.
How about this though? So just a little peek behind the curtain, if you will. The old radio cliche, pull back the curtain.
We love these.
Yes. I get emails. I schedule games for our brother station, Fox Sports 640. I'm in contact with the different networks, and you know they play the NFL games. So right. I schedule, hey, here's what we want to run on 640 on Sunday. So I chose to run the Bills against the Browns.
Sure.
On 640. I thought, you know, that's a good game. People want to hear that. Well, I get an email from the network who runs these things. It says, we're not sending our team to this game, so we're going to air another game instead. I was like, what? I've never heard of that.
What's the network? You can say it over here.
Compass Media.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the snow?
Yeah. They said it's going to be, I guess, they don't feel safe enough to send their people there to call the game, so they're not going to run it.
I've always wondered about how it affects like Vegas because people have their bets already in.
Sure.
They actually call off a game when something so bizarre with weather is that, or they probably don't.
I guess
it's probably still on the books.
Oh yeah,
it'll affect the betting lines.
That's
though.
Right. That's the thing it affects. It'll affect the total. So and what it also affects is whether or not it shows up on our pick sheet tomorrow.
That's all we really care about.
Which the discussion has been had with Jen, by the way.
Yeah,
she knows the picks are coming.
Yeah.
She's ready.
Oh yeah.
Just letting
oh,
you know.
She's ready.
Oh yeah.
All right, we'll see. I don't know. We're not going to find out till tomorrow what's on the picks.
That's right.
You can follow along with us.
Oh, yeah. I'm not telling you.
Just for God's sakes, don't bet any money on it. Please don't do that. All right. We got some more headlines, actual headlines, coming up next to talk about. And some disturbing things I discovered in this Google Trends list. I've been researching about the types of stuffing each state is researching.
Really?
There's some stuffing that exists in this world that I didn't even know about.
Oh, no.
And in certain regions of the country, talking about that, it is all the rage.
See, I'm just like plain Jane stuffing.
I had no idea.
I didn't know there was other types of stuffing.
Oh, there's lots of stuffing.
I know you throw some celery or carrots in there, but...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'm going to mentally prepare for this.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
Ever heard of oyster stuffing?
No. No.
Well, you're going to. Oh. Well, you're going to.
Oh.
I didn't know either. All right, that and more.
That's horrific.
It is. As far as I know, coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.